Millionaire or pauper, the chances are you'll have to sit through your share of annoying television ads. But every once in a while, it's worth it because there's an ad that's really good. Slate ad reviewer Seth Stevenson attended a recent ceremony in which the industry honors what it thinks are the best ads, and he offers us this glimpse.
You know, it's a hip advertising awards show when one of the night's big winners screens clips from a documentary he's making about the culture of the American South and says, "This is what the ads pay for." Yes, there was a little self-loathing in the air Monday night at the Association of Independent Commercial Producers ceremony. Unlike other award shows, which recognize the ads that actually convince you to buy things, the AICP is all about honoring the commercial as genuine art form. And while the honorees are gifted filmmakers, they know their work is all in service of commerce. But perhaps the show's site offered some solace. The cocktail party was held in the faux Egyptian Temple of Dendur at the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York. Remember, those creative Egyptian dudes were really just making three-dimensional stone ads to sell you on the fantasticness of various pharaohs. But onto the awards. The most festooned ad this year was a spot from the long-running Got Milk campaign. It's titled Birthday, and it centers on a dour-looking little boy, not unlike the Damien character from the Omen films, who is able to predict the near future. The boy arrives at a birthday party in some sort of gothic manor, replete with dark wood paneling and scary staircases. The other children are poised, forks in hand, to begin chowing down, but he warns them not to eat the cake.
Don't eat the cake.
Moments later, a blood-curdling scream is heard from the kitchen. A woman runs out, shaking an empty carton. No more milk! The spot's clever and superbly executed. It totally nails that brooding horror film mood.
Got milk?
Another ad winning highest honors was a spot called Water Cooler, in which the bottled water industry praises HBO for creating shows that have people chatting around the water cooler, thus dramatically upping water usage and industry profits.
I watched a good show last night.
I would like to hear more about that.
Want to get a cup of water? Yes, let's get a cup of water.
The spot's okay, but I didn't quite get the appeal. It seems like a single joke, and not a particularly brilliant joke, that got stretched out way too long. Other notables included an American Express ad that won in the dialogue or monologue category. It features Martin Scorsese savagely critiquing his own photos of his nephew's birthday party.
Unavoidable, gotta reshoot. Yeah, Timmy, that's your Uncle Marty. How'd you like to turn five again?
And a Bud Light ad titled Mr. Giant Taco Salad Inventor, one for humor. It salutes anyone who can pack 12,000 calories into a salad. If this show is an indication, top award getter Noam Murrow is by far the hottest talent right now in the industry. He directed both the milk ad and the water cooler ad, as well as several others that received honors. Murrow, an Israeli immigrant, is a sort of sloppy, corpulent fellow with an offhand and vaguely depressive manner. He took time to mention that Hollywood produces just as much unworthy trash as the ad biz does, and he complained about dealing with 21-year-old studio execs right out of Harvard who want to tell you how to block a shot. Murrow recently quit his job as director of The Ring 2, which was to be his first feature film, over the proverbial creative differences. And while his work in ads has brought him to the very top of the industry, there's still an inferiority complex when talk turns to big-budget movies. But maybe it's all moot. At one point I overheard an ad exec singing the praises of his TiVo and his XM satellite radio. Why? Because they cut out all the commercials. They may put me out of a job, he said, but they're fantastic.
Seth Stevenson writes the Ad Report Card column for Slate.